Beck's in, and we've also just been joined by one of my favourite characters here at Vectis Radio. I've missed him so much in the last 2 months. It's Matt Davis. Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's terrible.
You're going to a party?
It's terrible, but the party's booming.
No, you lost me there. Can I ask you a question? How is it you've got like a busier life than we have? You've just been telling us about your diving, your swimming, your moving house soon. You go to McDonald's all the time. And
I don't do my donuts as often now.
You don't go that often?
It's a long story.
It's a long story? Yeah. Okay, well, we won't go into that, but you do see, whenever you go in there, you do see sometimes my stepbrother, Mike Gallup.
Yes.
Who is a porter at St Mary's and has been there for about 30-odd years, Bex. You must have seen him and remembered him, because Bex used to work at St Mary's as well, is that right?
Yes, yeah. I was a nurse.
And I know Linda Horton.
Oh, you know Linda as well, do you?
Do you know Linda?
I know Linda, yeah. Now, I was going to ask you another question as well, because you're off. You're travelling. You're moving from... you live in Newport at the moment, don't you? And then you're going to... where?
Portsmouth in the new area with...
So you're going to Portsmouth? Right, so Waterlooville. We'll have a word with them. They're not going to pay your funding. We'll go round, Beck. Shall we have a word?
They're not paying your funding?
No, they will not pay for my funding to move to Waterlooville.
Why not?
I know that I'm so stubborn.
That's just what's happened. That seems a bit mean. What are you doing in Waterlooville?
So instead I'm moving to Portsmouth with an auntie on.
Okay, so you're moving to Portsmouth with an auntie?
Right, but you're moving to Portsmouth?
With an auntie on.
Right.
I will pay for out of my personal budget.
So you'll pay for that out of your personal budget? Wow.
But I do always say this. Do not say to anybody how much.
No. You're wise there.
It's personal.
Yeah, it is. It's personal. I don't know. What are you telling us? Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break musically, and we're going to come back and we're going to find out what you've been up to for the last couple of months, all right? It's all right. Do you want to introduce the next record? It's Johnny Cash.
I will be back in a moment. It's not Johnny, it's only us.
Johnny Cash, which is of course Cockney Roman slang, but we can't go into that. It's 19 minutes after 11. Bex is in. We've got Matt Davies in as well. You get younger every time I see you, Matt. You get younger looking, and you're clean shaven today. You put me to shame. How old are you?
I'm 22.
44.
22.
And he looks a bit like Jason Manford, don't you think?
Definitely. Yeah. That's a better looking, actually.
I think he's better than the presenter from Birmingham.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's better than the presenter from Birmingham. Yeah.
18 hours. No, I mean, he's... She did that on so.
Now, look, I want to ask you a question, all right? And the question is quite... You're going to Portsmouth soon.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing?
hardly leave my body these days, but they wouldn't allow me to do it since my injury.
Right.
Then I'm going to do volunteer work. I'm away in Portsmouth.
You're going to do some volunteering work in Portsmouth. That's brilliant. But are you still going to do your diving? Because apparently you like diving.
It ends up, see, then ends up Hampton with Annie on its side today.
With Annie?
Yeah.
Annie. You want to say hello to Annie?
Hello, I need Lilo in Southampton.
And you're also going to be... You go to the gym now as well. So what do you do at the gym?
I do the rowing.
Rowing? Bit of rowing.
Then the bar.
You do that with your... You're doing something with your hands, are you? What's all that?
Is that the CrossFit machine?
Then I do that...
Yeah, we're doing exercises in the studio. Yeah. We ought to get this on film, you know. This is brilliant. Can you do that again?
You know what? Next time I'm going to do 150 on that.
150 kilograms?
Wow.
Wow. That's like two of you.
I done 10 on 130 lads away.
So you've done 10 reps on 130 kilograms.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's like
and
nearly
I
one of Macca.
And dumbbells and biceps.
And biceps. You have got some biceps on you, yeah. Absolutely. So what else are you going to be doing when you go to Portsmouth then? You're going to be doing a bit of DJing?
Yes.
Where are you going to be doing that?
I'm hopefully going to do my DA on Friday and Saturday. It's from next September.
Next September, Friday and Saturday. You will be busy. You going to do any radio work?
Doing the way.
All right. And what about your blog? You've just finished. Have you finished your blog for Vectis Radio?
Yeah.
Finished it, completed it?
Yeah.
So we could have a little read of that later on. It'll be online. All you got to do is go to Matt's page. It'll also be on our 4P's website and also the Vectis Radio one as well. And it will be telling everybody what you've been up to in the last couple of months. Anybody you want to say hello to?
I would like to say hello to my mum and dad.
What's your mum's name? Well, what's the first name?
Stephanie.
All right, okay. Hello, Stephanie. Morning. And your dad's name?
Paul.
Paul. And, of course, we know Paul, don't we?
I think I've been with him on Facebook.
Are we friends on Facebook?
Yeah, I think you are.
I'm going to check that out and make sure. Mm. All right. We're going to take a little musical interlude in a mo. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
I don't do Facebook.
You don't do Facebook anymore? Mm. You used to. Because you used to be friends with Dame Shirley. She told me all about it.
Yeah, I know.
He's getting his memory back now, look.
It's all a lot of hassle.
It was all a lot of hassle. You're telling me. You're better off without it. You are absolutely right on that. We'll take a little break and we'll come back with some Rod Stewart. We've got Matt in the studio. Matt's just going to go out and he's going to write a profile for his own little website page in a mo. He's just going to say cheery bye. But you're going to come. You're coming back next week?
Yes, I'm deadly.
Definitely coming back. Good, excellent. We'll see you next Wednesday then. And I've got to ask you, if your mum's listening, right, what do you want for Christmas?
I would like a new wallet.
A what, a new...
Wallet?
A new wallet? With £1,000 in. You can't see this out at home, but there's a massive grin on his face. So you want a wallet with,
Oh, yeah, it's... Yeah, I would like to ask you, what do you think of the news at the minute?
What would I think about the news?
In Paris.
In Paris. It's dreadful. It's just. Do you know what? I can't find the words to sum it up. It really knocked me for six the other day, and I'm still knocked for six now. I can't fathom out any sense to what's going on in the world at the moment. I really can't. What do you think?
Terrible, absolutely shocking.
Absolutely terrible. Shocking, yeah. Shocking. Absolutely. It's just so sad, and it's just so meaningless.
Well, do you know what I hate is not just what they've done and what's being done in countries all over the world. It's how it frightens everybody.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like walking around saying, "Where's next?"
Yeah. Sadly,
it's psychological terrorism as well as, you know, and it's real.
On that note, thanks for cheering everybody up. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Matt. Thank you.
Can you just introduce Kate Bush before you go?
It's Ed Bush and the words that song.
You're not going to sing, are you? I know the words to that song, Babushka.
Do you? To maybe everybody love. It's Ed Boots related to President Boots.
Right, okay.
No, I mean, do you remember President?
Do I remember?
And who is President in the White House?
The White House. What do you say? The President of the White House. Babushka. Babushka, babushka. Go on, do it.
Babushka, you idiot.
That's the best thing you've said all morning. I'm an idiot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Matt. Thank you.